Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Homeland After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Homeland After Show.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Homeland Season 2, Episode 12. It's the finale episode, so and we're still reeling from it. Yeah. I'm John Comerford, and I'm joined in the studio by
Roth Cornett of IGN.
Jenna Bush from Fanhattan and Cocktails with Stan.
And to my right,
Thaddeus Massey.
And Stephen, you're in the booth helming for us, aren't you not? Yes, he is.
So far, this is Phil. So, okay, but Stephen will be taking over.
Well, whomever's in there, great. We're glad to have you. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so what we learned today, this was entitled The Choice, and Carrie gets to make her choice.
Yes,
and,
a couple of times.
Yeah, proves herself to be the smartest and the dumbest in the room.
Well, she is bipolar.
Yes, and Quinn proves himself to be a man who kills bad guys.
Yes.
But I think we got to start off with the big bang.
What the hell?
And by the way, Thaddeus proves to be the big winner.
Yes, thank you very much.
His theory for how they were going to wrap it up,
what was your theory, Thaddeus?
Why was he going to have to? I know, right?
I know.
That we're going to not see Brody killed off, but Brody was going to have to ride off in the sunset some kind of way. Mm-hmm. Carrie was not going to be able to go with him.
Okay.
And he was going to
be defeated. Did you really say
that? Yeah, he on the head.
Yeah.
Was I here when you said?
No,
you mentioned an explosion.
You can thank you for coming. Welcome back.
You did. You thought it was going to be the house.
I thought it was going to be the house. There had to be another explosion.
I was going to say, like, I do not remember you saying all that, but that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I had to say the right things at the right time and leave it at
good
that.
Good for you.
Plus, we were talking about the whole.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. We were talking about the whole that next season would be about a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Yes.
That it would be about the inside job, which. Wow, it is.
It's not exactly what we thought it would be.
No, but boy, did we remove players. Right. I thought it was going to be the one. We cleared the field. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I thought it was going to be the one assassination, not the entire. I mean, because if they, but here's the thing, if they do make this explosion have been sort of a setup that was whoever, Daredevil or whoever, if it was part of the government, man, can you imagine? I mean, that's brazen.
Well, they left it all wide open.
Yeah. Well, we still don't actually truly know if it was or was not Brody.
Yeah.
No, they left it wide open.
Yeah, because he did have that look before something happened.
Yeah.
Right.
And then said, oh, they moved my car.
But here's the thing. We did see where he parked his car and it was not there.
No, but it doesn't mean somebody else could have helped him.
Yeah, exactly.
We just don't know. And the other thing is, I mean, he did convince her, but he did say certain things, like, before she said, she's like, I love, and he's like, careful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, oh, I love being with you. There were a couple of moments where it, just, I'm sure, whether or not it's him, they left it open.
They did leave it open, yeah. And there, because there was also the moment right when she says, why aren't you happy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he looks a little tormented in that moment, which I think could have been either a red herring or something to lead us to believe, hey, maybe he's got something else going on. But, like, if we lay it all out, there are options are this, that it really is the terrorist organization that took credit for it, which probably it is, but it's them, and they decided to out Brody at the same time because of all the reasons that we said, which were this is a huge PR win for them that an American did this. So it probably
not only to
is
do
that,
it, but just to, to pin it on
him. But to pin it on him, but outing him publicly is a huge PR win for them. Right. So it probably is this terrorist organization. The other option is that Brody really was involved, and the other option is that the entire thing is a setup, which is probably not true.
But think of it, though. If it was the terrorist organization and they all this is planned all along, they wanted them to find that digital tape, the whole thing. I mean, that's pretty good.
I mean, it didn't make any sense, not to cut you off, Roth, but it didn't make any sense to me that I keep wanting to say Naveed. Miss you, Naveed.
Abu.
we love you.
That Abu Nazir, being the entity that he is and the presence that...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That he was built up on the show, that he would just go out. To me, the way he went out was just really very weak. So, I mean, he can't, you know, his presence would have to go out with a bang, literally. He went out with a bang. And I really believe that, you know, earlier, like I said last week, I thought it was going to be the house when the family was walking in the house. I was expecting the house to blow up. But it's even bigger. You get Walden's family, all the CIA.
So like, you think this is befitting his reputation.
Right. And I think the writers were really clever by just like sneaking in the George Bush Center. So they're like putting in a little bit of their political beliefs. Mm-hmm. It blew up the whole George Bush Center. Anyway, so. I think they put that in there too. The memorial was at the George Bush Center on top of that. But
one thing, I mean, I think that just that the fact that Brody took her out of the room before everything happened. It was another red flag. Like, maybe they, because I mean, they did have a look going, and it seemed like he was the one.
I was writing at the time. Was he the one that said go first?
Because
I saw her.
Well, no, she kept looking at
him. She's the one, because he was annoyed. He was shaking his head. It was like, because he can't stand this guy, Walden, right? So now he has to, like, bear the memorial, the eulogy. Plus, there's Estes up there giving the eulogy. He can't stand Estes, talking about another guy that he couldn't stand that he had bumped off. And he's just sitting there, like, oh, gosh, I can't stand
But he did give
this.
Her the eyebrows. So, I mean, I think it was probably left deliberately obscure.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think we're at this point meant to wonder whether she has just sacrificed her entire life and aided and abetted a terrorist getting away or if he was really innocent. I mean, the thing with Brody, though, is that even if he was innocent, he's still not innocent.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Ultimately, that's he still had an intent. The thing that's different about this act is that he had only government officials when he was gonna blow the vest up, and this is like the kid and the you know certainly civilians that were killed, which he always said he didn't want to do.
Yeah,
I don't know. I doubt that Brody was behind it. I do. Mm-hmm. I think it was that organization, and that they made sure to manipulate it so it looked like he did it for them.
It just wouldn't be consistent with how Brody has been behaving.
Throughout
the duration, it just doesn't fit his character. It doesn't fit anything that is consistent with Brody.
Right.
I wouldn't see Brody being the cause of this explosion.
How cool would that be if it was?
If it was.
I know.
At the end, the seventh season or whatever. Finally,
let me tell you what would be cool. What would have been cool is if Quinn put a bullet in Estee's head in the bedroom.
That would have been cool. I kind of want to see that.
I see. I guess we've moved on to another subject.
That's what I was hoping for.
Well, since we're moving on to...
We can come back to the explosion.
We will come back.
Yeah, we'll come back to
the explosion. Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I have pretty mixed feelings about that in this sense that... Okay. Well, when we come back to this explosion, let's say that I don't think that this was a big maniacal plot, even if it was that organization, that it was a big maniacal plot from, like, the very beginning they knew it would end this way.
Yeah.
I think they just kept making adjustments as things went wrong along the way. However, with Quinn, I thought that was a really cool kind of scene and moment for him. It was like,
which one are you talking about, at the lakeside or with Estes?
With Estes. Okay. It, you know, because I hate Estes, and so it's always good for me to see Estes get his comeuppance in that moment, not by getting blown up. Right. But with Quinn saying, "I'm the guy that kills the bad guy," it was like a very macho, like action movie kind of a line.
Yeah, you get it. You gal swooned.
Right. But here's my issue with it for the show. It just, Red is very, just not that realistic.
Yeah, I did. I totally agree with you. It felt like, yeah, this is how he's going to turn. I don't know.
I mean, for a guy that has gotten to the position that he's in, I just don't see him suddenly, going to the mushy police and questioning his orders. And I don't see Estes really being backed into that big of a corner about it. Because to me, it's like, well, he would get someone else to do it then. Or Derrida will get somebody else to do it then. And he would be talking to his boss about the fact that he had just refused orders.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, none of it really strikes me as that realistic, that moment.
Yeah.
But I think that we needed to be able to see Quinn as the good guy. I think the writers wanted us to see Quinn as the good guy because he's going to play a bigger role next season.
Yeah, and the thing that we started last week, I was like, they're setting something up between Quinn and Carrie, that he's having a moment with her where he really respects her. He seems to really, like, there seems to be genuine affection there. So I agree with you. I don't think it ended up coming off very realistic, but I do think that it played out where they wanted it to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think they want to set him up as somebody that can be a huge protagonist on the show, and we couldn't do that if we thought of him as just a heartless killer.
And Thaddeus, your thoughts on that?
Well, I feel like even though I think it would be hard to presume what's realistic. Or what's, I mean, to a certain degree, we can presume what's realistic and what's not realistic. But when it gets to that level of government and operations, we're not in it. So it's kind of hard to say. I mean, that I think they're just establishing a conscience. I think that maybe for, just like you guys were saying, you know, the family, Brody's family, is going to be phased out, obviously. And then you're going to have a new conscience of the show, which is not going to be Dana anymore. And Quinn can be that. You know, come in and say, look, I get the bad guys, blah, blah, blah. Black Ops also kind of, even though they take orders, they also kind of seem to have that air of, well, we do what's right, and we're going to do how we want to do.
They operate under their own code.
It's kind of like, look, this is what we need, and then they kind of figure it out and do it along the way. It's not so much militaristic, like...
Yeah,
it has a tone of a different nature.
But there's a few different things in this episode that struck me as odd. You know, convenient for a show, and it's not something that I'll stop. It's something that I'll still certainly love the show, and I'll keep watching it. And I get it that it's television, and we have to do certain things. But like Saul being like, now you're up for being the young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that Carrie would even potentially get her job back at all seems highly unlikely.
And a station manager to
boot. And a station manager to boot. Like, that just seems like
That was just heightening her choice.
She'd get a commendation. Right. She might get a medal. Right. She's not going to get that job.
And I get it. We needed to see her really...
She's not
going to get that job. We really needed to see her choose Brody and the CIA.
But who's in charge of that? Who's in charge of those promotions? Is it Estes alone?
No.
No. But, no. I mean, she was seriously very publicly dismissed from this agency
for being
a complete lunatic. And the truth is, whether she was right or whether she was wrong...
We're going to bring this person back who we said was crazy.
Yeah.
Now is going to be a station manager.
She's still bipolar.
I mean, she just did. So, you know, whether or not there is love there or... I don't know. One thing I wanted to mention...
But because we're staying right now, why would Saul even do that?
Right.
He's been questioning her like crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
And why would he? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There were several threads in this episode that, again, like I think it was a really strong episode, and I think it works as television. But there were several threads that I had to do a lot of like mental gymnastics to justify them. Like the fact that Saul would want her to have that job. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, the scene between Estes, I don't think would have just been like, I'm backing down now. I mean, because this Black Ops assassin came in and threatened to kill me, like, it just doesn't seem like his response would be like, you're right, I changed my mind. You know what I mean? I just, there was a lot.
I didn't think he was doing, for me, I thought, okay, he's, okay, I'm not going to go this tactic, but I need some time here to figure out what his play is. So maybe. That's how I bought that.
Yeah, maybe I could buy that too. But again, like, I wasn't sold on that. And then I really wasn't sold on Carrie at all being invited. And now, to me, if the idea is that she's going to go back and solve the case, like, where have you been?
Right.
For, you know what I mean? Right. And he's missing, mm-hmm. and you're here. Okay. Yeah. And the body's not here.
Yeah.
Sure. Welcome back to work.
How are you going to justify that? It's ridiculous. Yeah. There's something, just a moment that I think really did work. Mm-hmm. The fact that they had both funerals happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of these men are terrorists in some way.
Yeah.
Well, and guys, I'm sorry, write me letters if you wish, but on some level, you have to admit.
From the other's perspective, yes.
Exactly. So watching both of those things happen at the same time.
I thought that was really well done.
Yeah, it was really fascinating, and it was very interesting to watch. And then cutting back and, you know, with Dana and everybody.
Because they're both being honored in their particular ways.
Right.
So I thought that was really effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really effective. Yeah. I that was some nice television there, too.
Yes, it was.
It enlightened me. I was like, we got Muslims in the service?
And again,
send letters to him.
Send letters to Thaddeus.
No. Not like in a bad way. It just, because, you know, you always hear, it's like, oh, does such and such need a priest? Like, anytime, even someone who's on death row is like, do you want to see a priest? Yeah. And just media-wise, they're always are like perpetuating the priest image. So to see this happen, it was like, oh, I've never.
All right, well, that was great.
It was enlightening. Okay. It wasn't like not a bad thing. It was just something that I learned.
You hadn't
like,
seen before, yeah.
Right, I had never seen that. Right. So it was like, oh, okay, these guys are Muslim and they're in the U.S. military. Not, I think it's ignorant to think that, you know, it's just something that was never thought about. You know, to think otherwise is dumb. I didn't think either way. It was just a matter of, I just was like, oh.
Can I throw you guys a chat roll question?
Sure, go ahead.
B. Fernandez is a longtime listener. He's always in every week for you guys.
Thank you, B. Fernandez.
Hello.
Do you guys think that Brody is innocent because of the whole controversy thing, or is Brody the same way he was in the first season?
I don't necessarily think he's innocent or not.
What
I don't
is
know.
That I'm just actually confused. What controversy thing? Do we think he's innocent because of the controversy thing? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know what that is because I'm not exactly sure what controversy referring to, but let's just take the one thing. Do we think he's innocent?
Do I think Bernie is innocent?
I don't think there's a way to know yet.
Yeah.
I think it's
but
been
do
left.
You have any gut feeling?
My gut feeling is that he is.
Yeah, you think he's innocent. You don't think he did this.
I don't think he did this.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I don't think that Brody probably did this either. Yeah. I think he would have been satisfied with killing Walden. Mm-hmm. I think that everything, and I think that I would kind of call shenanigans on the show if he did do this.
Right.
Because then they really set you up to believe that he didn't. I mean, his entire behavior in the season, he's
always been about Walden, even in private moments.
Yeah,
it seems to be
even
about
in
Walden.
Private moments.
Yeah,
those moments that you were talking about in previous podcasts. That,
yeah.
Well, and also it's been about Walden privately and public. You know, but also he has said repeatedly, "I do not want to kill innocent civilians."
Right.
And so, and even like I said, the first terrorist act that he was going
to
do.
Why would he say that to Roya?
Right.
Right. You know, why would he say that repeatedly?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Why would he
so I think that if the show set us up to believe that he wouldn't do this the whole time with all of the, then they had him be guilty.
So
I would
that's
think,
one thing you couldn't let go of.
No, I think it would be shenanigans on their part.
Yeah, I think it would be over manipulative, and I don't see them doing that.
I don't think
at
so
all.
Either. So no, I do not think he is. But I think they've just taken season one and turned it on his head where Carrie thought he was guilty. Everybody thought he was innocent. And now they've turned it on his head. Carrie thinks he's innocent. The whole world thinks he's guilty.
Mm-hmm. What
and
a stroke of genius to bring that digital recording back. That was
I know.
Great.
Yeah. I know. And the thing is, I mean, can he, even if she clears his name with this,
is people gonna
he
believe
can't
it?
Come back.
No.
I mean, that's the...
No, I mean, it's completely over. And I mean, but that's the real
season
thing
six.
Is like, how are you, how are you, how are you having her continue to operate within the CIA? I mean, last season it was like, how are you going to get Carrie back in? And this made sense.
Well, see, I think that's where they're going to bring Quinn in. Because I don't think she's going to be, I mean, if they bring her back into the CIA, that's going to be too much of a
but
stretch.
But here's the thing.
I think.
Here's the thing,
I think Quinn will be helping her.
Most of the CIA not alive anymore.
Well, that's true. So there's a big huge, as again, they cleared the field, so they might bring her back for that.
Well, no, I don't mean most of it, but I mean there were most of the people in that building. Yeah. A lot of the higher ups. But I mean, it's a
And there's a huge vacuum that they got to fill.
Right. And she knows Brody, and she's been on the case for a long time. And if now.
But they're the ones that are going to have to do the mental gymnastics. Okay, we know you're crazy. We kicked you out. Come
but
back.
But she can be an expert again. Because she can be an expert. Because once they realize his body isn't in there. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to hunt
him. And where was she for? Yeah, but don't you think she was obviously helping? How is she going to?
He's
got to be asking those
watching
questions.
Watching them walk out together.
Hang on, they are going to be doing the following. How is Carrie going to work the case from behind a cell? Because like the truth is, she just aided and abetted what they believe now is a known terrorist. So there's no possible way. Yeah. And you're right. Someone, even if there weren't cameras, which there probably are all over Langley cameras, so that would have caught them in the parking lot. Even if there aren't, where were you?
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. When all of the bodies were here and the other people were in the hospital.
Yeah. Right.
Where were you and Brody, the only two that aren't accounted for?
Right.
Come on.
Although, it may be a while because they've even taken like bodies out for the next couple of days. It could be a little while before anybody realizes that he didn't die.
Well, here's the other thing that just drives me crazy is when their bodies weren't accounted for, wouldn't the first thing you do is, where's their cell phone? Because you can trace those things. And it took her how long to throw that damn thing out the window?
They should have done that earlier.
That'd be the first thing. Yeah. Where the hell are they?
Yeah. They were already, exactly, because that was our problem previously, too. Like, aren't they still tracing this phone?
If that thing's on, they're tracing it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think that's also really true. I mean, I guess you could say, well, they're in shock, but I mean, you have to think that the response has to be, at this point, there has to be a really rapid response to an attack like this.
Yeah.
And all kinds of fail safes in place. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I do think it was a brilliant twist to turn it on its head.
Oh, yeah.
And from the end of season one to this season, to make it literally like the mirror image of itself as they've been the mirror image of each other this whole time. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like thematically brilliant. I think it's brilliant to have Saul say, you're the dumbest and smartest.
Yeah,
say what we've all been thinking for 2 years. Yeah. You are the dumbest and smartest person on the planet.
The other thing I think is great is that now they've given her a whole nother thing to be so obsessive about.
Right.
Because she's going to clear his name. Yeah. That's going to be her thing now.
Yeah. So Brody's still going to be on the show. His face is just...
But we didn't get your response. Do you think he's innocent of this particular
event? Yes, I don't think he did it. I think he's just not... That's not consistent with his character.
And he doesn't have to be on the show. I mean...
Bea Fernandez, we think he's innocent of this particular...
Right.
And also, thank you for tuning in to Bea Fernandez.
Bea Fernandez.
We appreciate it. Yeah. But I mean, I think also, like, if he's... he doesn't have to be on the show.
No.
He doesn't have to be
at all. No, because it's just, or every once in a while he'll make a particular cameo or whatever.
That's why I said he'll be on the show, but you just won't see his face.
He'll be present because of her and how she feels and fights for him and all that.
But realistically speaking, I don't think the writers would have gone to the logical lengths and stretched logic to the degree that they did if they weren't trying to keep Damian Lewis on the show.
Yeah. Right.
If they wanted to just, you know, have him not be on the show, then they would have been, you know, gone the logical route and killed him off. Quinn would have done his job.
But he may not be in next season is the point. I mean, he can come back in another season.
He may or may not. But I think that's kind of a cool thing that they've left it open. We really don't know. I mean, there'll be people, I'm sure, stalking the set to see if they see him. But it's interesting to speculate on whether or not he'll show up again.
And Dara Dahl must come back into play.
He must rise his head next season.
He must rise his head next season, which leads me to believe, like, I mean, what role is he going to really play?
Well, I mean, it depends if, I mean, if he's, I think the thing that Saul felt like it was very antagonistic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Carrie contacts him for help.
Well, also maybe he comes in to step into the SD's position where Saul kind of needs an antagonist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, he needs somebody to be pushing from the other side.
Yeah, but you need to have conflict within the
Abraham. Also, big fight scenes between Ephraim Abraham and Mandy Patinkin. Mind-blowing.
Oh, my
Can I just bring this up? Because Rolf and I were singing before
here
this started.
Yes.
And I love, for those of you who don't know, Mandy Patinkin is a huge musical theater guy. He played Che Guevara in Evita in the original Broadway production. I mean, this man is Broadway legend. And he made a joke That's true. He made... the joke about Estes being Javert.
Yes. Well,
which
if it isn't Javert.
Perfect. Because Javert, in case you guys have not seen, well, it's not open yet, but it will. Les Mis.
The Les Mis opens on the on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. And Javert is a character who is extremely dedicated to the law, but has absolutely no compassion
but
whatsoever.
But Estes is not a Javert because because the truth is Javert has a very, very strict moral ethical code that he will not break.
But he does everything he can to get it.
Right.
So. Valjean.
Valjean, yeah.
And last, we see each other play.
Can we do help us out in the booth there? We're taking a turn.
Sorry, we had a musical theater moment. So. We're done now.
I was trying to find it. Couldn't find it.
Yeah, get on that, Steven.
Because to me, Estes has zero ethical or moral, which is exactly what Quinn called him out on. Like, the only person that you're protecting is yourself.
Right.
Which is why, I mean, I understand that you guys didn't go for that scene. It felt a little bit. But the reason why I like the scene is that we needed somebody to call him on that. Because there was nobody else who could.
Yeah, that was very satisfying. Absolutely.
So that part, I really appreciated that part of it.
I actually loved watching the scene because it was super viscerally satisfying for me as someone who has hated Estes this whole time and thought that all of these things about him to have Quinn say it. I just had to like spend some time going,
I know it is tough.
Okay.
But the other thing I liked is that because as a viewer, I don't, most people do, but I certainly do. I like when there's one person, at least one person out there going, I kill the bad guy. Because the bad guy, you know, even though he's on our side, so to speak, he's a bad
guy.
Yeah.
Right. Also, this is just just a small thing, but you know, it's a funeral of the vice president.
Yeah.
In a specific spot where somebody might be a target.
Yeah.
Everybody, all the big people in the CIA are there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a, oh God, here we are.
That? It's stars.
It's Javert.
It's Javert.
All right.
That was good.
it's Mandy.
It's Mandy to take it. No.
Is that Mandy?
Yeah, it is. It is Mandy singing it.
If God had granted me a son.
Okay. Okay, good.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Also, my testosterone level dropped.
That was Mandy singing Valjean.
Yeah.
Javert sings Stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But but it's sort of similar. Oh, God, we just nerded out. Okay, so, but here's the thing. So, Brody's got a big, giant SUV.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe search some cars.
How did they get? You got a big. You didn't search it. At Langley for
crying out loud? I'm going to bring this up only because I do want to at least acknowledge once that what we watched was incredibly disturbing because of what happened on Friday.
Yes. Okay.
But there's something like even just watching the president speak today.
Yeah.
At the memorial, he started to leave into the audience, and they pulled him back on stage and made him walk out the back, and no one was allowed to get up from their chairs until he had cleared the building.
Right. Because he's the president of the United States.
So this is a funeral for the vice president, and everybody from the CIA is there, and it's, I don't know, the cars.
I think that was another one of those things where it seemed like, wow, this is quite a and I think that they're saying, oh, well, they put their guards down because it was the same day that
The whole show was that.
Right.
Like, we're at the honeymoon phase. Look at us by the fire. Mm-hmm. Oh, all these things. Our future. We're planning the future.
Yeah.
Is there really hope for us? Can we make it? All this stuff just to make us think. And you know, as soon as they start talking that, no.
No, obviously this is going to go seriously awry.
But they did a great job of holding it and being really stingy until the boom. Did anybody see the boom coming?
No, I didn't see the boom. I saw it as soon as he goes. As soon as he goes, I move my car. Okay. I was like,
crap.
Boom.
Yep.
Yeah. We like the
great
cars.
Shot, though, coming the back downstairs. It was a great shot. The car in the background when Estes is in the foreground.
The other thing that I think they did really well for me was that the tension built really well throughout the episode.
It was a very slow burn.
Yeah.
It was a very slow burn, and I the whole time I was on the edge of my seat going, when is he going to get shot in the head? You know? Like, when they were, is it when they're canoodling? Is it when they're on a walk? Is it when he's on a
prep? When Quinn is eating cat food?
Is it when Quinn is eating cat food? At some point, when is his head getting blown off? And I thought they did a really good job of building that tension.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah, they totally did. And I also like that they didn't end the episode with the explosion, that they actually let that play out and that it wasn't the moment where Carrie looks at him and says, you did it.
Right.
Because you could have
ended it
there,
too. Or the moment of, oh, my God, who survived?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which there's so many. Yeah, there's
so
many.
You would have to bring Damian back next season at the end of
You would,
like
but,
that.
I mean, it could have.
For an episode.
Right? Yeah. But, I mean, I like that they kept it going. Yeah. And I like that they went back to the family. And I like that, I mean, the moment, I think the biggest one for me was not the boom, it was the tape.
Oh, yeah, that was the, that for me was a much better reveal. Yeah. I mean, the boom was great.
Yeah.
It's very exciting and interesting. And
also, I don't know how he escapes, really, now that his face is all over
everywhere.
The place. Like,
well,
maybe
he's
buy
going
some
into international waters.
But even then. Like,
everybody's
even
so polite.
Then.
Just, hey, you're
well, he's going to be like the world's most wanted at this point. And I think it is going to be interesting. I do think Damian Lewis is coming back. I think that we're going to be seeing.
But he'll be in disguise.
No, I think that we're going to be seeing the manhunt kind of play out with Carrie's attempts to attempts,
thwart
and we're going to I think we're going to see the manhunt.
I'm sorry, I interrupted again.
No, it's good. Go ahead.
I'm not. I'm just done interrupting.
No.
I wanted to be mean to you.
You want to be mean? Be mean. Apparently, I'm mean to you. So be mean in return, please.
Fight.
I think that she is going to. There's going to be more pressure for her to find him and make sure everything's cool when her DPT test comes back positive.
Oh, God. All right,
they
can
had
I
a
just
sexy,
say
they had
something
a nice
about
sexy
that?
Sexy weekend in the cabin. She's going to come back next season pregnant.
Okay, wow. I need to say something about this, though, because Claire Danes actually was very pregnant during a lot of these scenes. Mm-hmm. And so just a little shout out to going through these like crazy-ass emotional scenes with these being thrown against walls. And I know stunt woman, but still, it was very impressive.
Maybe the hormones helped with the emotional scenes. Exactly.
Very possible. She doesn't seem to need much help, but
she certainly doesn't. Yeah. She can tap into emotion at the ready.
Yeah.
You know, has always been able to.
Yeah. Well, do we think also that maybe it's possible, I mean, where's Brody going to hide? So maybe they take him back
in. Water.
In the water.
Cave
with
in
a
Afghanistan.
Straw. Yeah, but no, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, is it possible they bring him back into the fold in some way? I don't think that's going to happen, but.
I don't think so. I mean, I really think that the.
Take him back into the. I'm sorry, the fold of where? I didn't.
The Nazir's old group. Just,
network,
and I don't think it's going to happen, but just the reason I say it is because there have been so many twists and turns, you just don't know. And if the entire world is hunting him, where's the best place
to
hide?
I think the only way that Brody goes back with that group is that if he's guilty.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if he actually did do this. Otherwise, they have no reason to keep him. He's served his purpose entirely at this point. The only thing that he can do is harm that organization by saying, I didn't do it, you know, and refuting them and denouncing them. So they would have just as much cause to see him dead, too, unless he's guilty.
Right. Well, that's, you know? I mean, that's also, that's still a possibility, even though I don't think so. It is a possibility.
They definitely.
How screwed is he?
He's totally
so screwed.
I mean, I think at least the first three or four episodes are going to be him on the run and Carrie trying to clear his name. And where that ultimately leads, I don't know. But the question of, I think what I was trying to say before is like, how does this happen? Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe that opens up a door that we haven't thought about yet in terms of we're saying, well, does it seem realistic that they'd really get away with this during this day at Lang? You know what I mean?
Right.
Without help.
Without help from the inside. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that comes up. I don't know.
And is Dara Dahl that help?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And
hopefully
I do think it's interesting. Something we haven't talked about yet is that Carrie has all of this stuff in a secure location.
I get it.
But I mean, it was interesting that she said her mom taught her to do this, especially after the revelation. But I don't know. It just seemed like, I got a whole bunch of this stuff hanging
out. Well, I did notice
that. I thought that was SOP for spies. They all have.
But she's not a spy. I mean.
Well, she's been in the field. She
knows better. But I don't know. It just, that struck me as very odd.
Well, I think that in terms of it's a television show, whether most of them would have that or not, which, I mean, I think you'd probably learn to be pretty paranoid if you were in the CIA and Carrie, like, already.
That's true.
Like, nature has already. dictated that you're going to be pretty paranoid anyway. I think what was interesting is that, like you said, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're talking about her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
that was...
obviously, and then it's like, in that context, so obviously her mom is going to pop up next.
Yeah, there's no way we're not going to see her.
But it was almost crowbarred in. It's like, what the... What?
Saul's wife coming back, so I mean...
Saul's, that was another... Well,
I actually liked that touch. I actually really did. I thought...
See, and that's why the conspiracy theory is that Saul's behind all. He's so pissed off about what the CIA has done to his life. And his
to be honest with you, honestly, I kind of thought that.
That it was Saul?
I kind of thought that
for
a minute.
No,
well, you know, here's
Saul.
I don't believe it, but
I didn't really
want to
speak on it, but I kind of was like,
no,
Saul
I don't think
he
is, but it could, you know,
that's really pissing him off.
They've had little breadcrumbs. He never passed the lie detector, so we never know where he was the first season, so all that's there. You know, he wasn't in the rooms where the bomb happened. There's some convenient things that happened that could possibly, I mean, for a conspiracy theory, it's kind of fun to talk about.
To think that that would be Saul.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like, to me, I would call complete shenanigans
on the show. That.
Like, that would have come, that comes out of, like, the clear blue sky, you know, where the whole first.
But so did the FBI spy, the mole that they had there for 26 years. But, I mean, they had no idea this guy was there.
I think they're one of the good things about the.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah, but I think one of the good things about the writing is that. You could speculate it. You could say that when he spoke to Carrie and sort of was kind of warning her off Brody.
Exactly,
you can say that logically, that's because he's a terrorist and she's crazy and is throwing her entire life away. Makes much more sense.
Yeah.
But it is really interesting that you could sit down and make a case for it.
Yeah, that's what
I don't believe it, but I think you
I don't
could.
Either, but I just like that you could.
I mean, to me, it's like the first season was so genius because for the first five episodes, they were just peppering in hints about Brody and what side of the fence that he was really playing on, and they were letting you wonder how crazy is this woman versus is she right, is she wrong. But with that, there were always hints, there was always indications about what was going on with Brody. To have this happen with Saul out of literally nowhere, I think would be a massive cheat.
Oh, well, if if they didn't do anything beyond that, if all of a sudden they just revealed it, that wouldn't. But I'm saying, if they've laid it out this way, they could lay out more, is my point.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not sure. I'm not saying that's what it is. I just like that they've they haven't been specific, but that they've left little things unsaid.
Yeah, just like they did with Brody. Like, just like they had that moment where, like I said, I don't think either one of those things. Like, I don't think Brody's guilty,
I don't
think Saul did it.
I don't either.
But it is really fascinating that they do leave those little bits open. Yeah.
The butler did it.
Oh, it was totally the butler. Mm-hmm.
Mike did it.
I mean,
Chris did it for not being on any episodes.
Oh, yes. Chris is not allowed to talk. He totally did it.
Well, let's talk about the family because you said that. I wonder if the family is going to just get weaned out of the show.
I thought because.
What's left for them to do?
What is left for them to do?
But, you know.
Not a damn thing.
Just to see how. Well, you know. But here's what I thought was strange, though. If they're not going to bring the family back.
I'm sorry.
Why do they show the media come into their house? Because you don't need that beat.
That's just
unless
part of
you're going to play some of that out.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could play it out just a tiny little bit in terms of to intercut with maybe some of Brody on the run and what they're facing here, you know, and Dana kind of the only other reason why I think the family may still be in play is because he made the confession to Dana.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think the family is going to be in play to some degree. At least I don't know if
it's
the whole
also possible
season, but
that he'll contact Dana.
Yeah.
Because Dana was the one person he told the truth to.
Yeah.
So it is possible that he would contact
her. This is what really upset me about that scene. And why didn't he tell her the reason I didn't flip the switch?
It was because
of you.
Yeah.
That would have said,
I kept waiting for it.
Why are you not? Because that would have been much more interesting because I wanted to see how she would have responded to that.
Yeah.
To have that knowledge and still think, but you're out of vest on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going over Twitter and the Twitter comments, and so many people comment on this character. They hate this character.
Hate
which one?
Which character?
Dana's character.
Dana? Yeah. There has been a lot of Dana hate.
A lot of Dana hate. Yeah, like this guy, Dan Ribellato, at Dan Ribellato, says, I'm renewing my campaign to have Dana brutally murdered as a minor plot point in Homeland. She is the worst child in all fiction. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that means she's doing her job. She's a teenage girl, dude. She's going to get on your damn nerves.
Yeah.
And I think that she is doing a great acting job because
I think so too,
she's getting on people's nerves. And that's what teenagers do. Teenagers get on your damn nerves, especially
emo teenagers.
Especially when they're calling you on your shit, excuse my French, they're calling you on stuff that you should be doing. It's like, well, shut up, little girl. You don't know what you're talking about. This is the real world, and you live in a kid world. And I think the fact that we've acknowledged her as somewhat of a conscience for the show up until Quinn has arrived, seemingly, that she's doing a great job as far as that's concerned. And I like the character. Teenagers can be annoying.
Yeah.
But, hey, it is what it is. That's the character. They're families that have teenagers and other little boys who don't get neglected.
Poor dear. Don't get any
attention. Yeah. So the fact that I take it positively, the fact that she's getting that much
hate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny because on 24, the Alicia Cuthbert character got a ton of hate when 24 was around. I actually It's funny because I've been such a Dana defender, and I've really, really loved the relationship between Dana and Brody and her character up until about mid this season, mm-hmm. when I feel like they started to do things with her that really didn't. And I actually still like the character and I still like the performance because I do think they make sense for a 16-year-old because mm-hmm. teenagers do behave irrationally and like brats very often.
Right.
But I think they did start to push some things on her, on that character, just plot devices, yeah. you know, that made it more challenging to buy yeah. into her.
Yeah. Yeah, but she handled them really well. Hitting of the killing of the woman.
The actress? The actress.
Morgan Saylor is really fantastic. Yeah.
What's her name?
Morgan Saylor.
Yeah. Morgan Saylor. Yeah, Morgan. No, good job.
The acting is great, and I still really like Dana, and I still think that it is mostly how a 16-year-old would behave. Mm-hmm. And exactly. a really cool 16-year-old. I mean, she's just trying to do the right thing most of the time, which is pretty great, you know? But yeah, it's funny that all of this hate has popped up, and I think it's because they're confusing some of those plot points that don't really work with how the character is. But maybe I'm wrong. Like, maybe people just think she was the super brat.
Yeah, but that was my qualification was on that, is that what I, and this is what I think a lot of that hate is about. I don't like it when they don't flesh her character out. In the beginning, for me, she was all one note. They didn't really give her enough colors to play. That's what bothered me.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily that she was playing it bad, because she didn't. She played it great. But I didn't like that every time with the mom is the same thing, and I've seen it like four or five times now. Move on. Show some development in her. And it wasn't until a couple of episodes in that they started showing some development with her. Classic case with the hospital. When you see her, you can see another side of her and her feeling responsible for everything and wanting to do right. And just flesh out the character, and I'm fine with it. I don't care. I mean, I agree that I forgot what Thaddeus's point was, but how she was being a teenager. She was playing it well.
Yeah.
It's just when they did one note with her. And sometimes I think people get that's what people get annoyed by, is that give her something else to do.
Yeah. Fair enough. Or I think it's just that I think it's the teenage acting out.
Could be.
The whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, that part, yeah. That, but that's and what I mean. That stuff. If that's the only thing she's going to play, or the only thing, only reaction they're going to give her,
then
that gets annoying.
Yeah. What can you really do with it?
And again, it's not because it's not real. It just, as a viewer, I'm going, yeah, choose another way.
Yeah.
Choose another way to show me that.
Well, it's interesting because I think that what they've set up for Dana for next season is that she is the only one that really knows and believes that her dad's innocent, because she knows what he looked like when he was guilty. He didn't look the same, and that's where she got stuck, is that he left and he wasn't saying goodbye to forever.
Yeah.
Because I know what it looks like when he's saying goodbye forever.
Right. Yeah. He's already done it.
And so I think that's what they've set up, is that she in some ways has the evidence that he's not guilty, but by having the evidence that he is guilty
exactly.
of the other crime.
Yeah.
And not being able to prove it.
Yeah.
Do you think next season...
But it was great that she came to his defense.
Do you think next season they come back with a time lapse? Possibly?
It could happen. Maybe. Although I have a feeling that would affect the story or the writing. I don't think they will, because it is such a... I mean, it's perfect drama right here, everything that we have, and I don't think they would give it up by advancing the storyline or the timeline.
Yeah.
I think there's too much that you can do with this. I mean, hell, you could start right from the moment they ended.
Exactly.
Yeah. They see each other over all the bodies. I don't think that they... Not that that hasn't happened in shows before, but I just think there's so much here, and it's so rich that there's no way they can let it go.
They came in this season with a time lapse.
Don't do it, Homeland Riders. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, they came in this season with a time lapse, and I think that worked, because Carrie had had time to start to pull her life together, and things had time. She had time
and
to be the congressman.
To see that anyway?
And who really wanted to see that process anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I think that for next season, it'll be like at the latest the next day, or like you said, they've kind of, if it's not, then they've kind of blown.
Or she's already. She's months, a couple months or whatever.
I hope not. I mean, I hope it's the next day, because I think they've lost an opportunity if it's not.
Yeah. Because it's great conflict. This discussion we're having, should we let her back in? Do we have to? We're decimated here. All that stuff.
I want to see that explanation. I want to see what she says. Yeah. Because there obviously was time for her to drive back and think it through.
And what's Quinn going to think? He came to her defense. He didn't kill Brody because, look, she's a great animal, all this other stuff. And now...
And she may
him go.
There may be an excuse. I mean, she may be able to convince them for a while. Yeah. I don't think she would through the entire season, but she may be able to convince them for a while that, he ran off or something. I mean, things could. Yeah. I don't know if she'd convince Saul.
Yeah. It's going to have to be a really good story.
It's going to have to be a pretty great story. And you're right. I think maybe some of the tension that will come up between her and Quinn is that he may start to feel guilty that he didn't kill Brody and think this is my fault.
Won't want to make the same mistake next time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the next season. Yeah. Maybe you have Saul, he's in charge, and it's like, you know, Carrie's convinced him that, you know, Brody didn't do this.
Or
and Dar Dahl is like, no, this guy did it, and we're going to go. And maybe that's the opposing forces has a lot to do with that.
Maybe Saul and Carrie are all about getting the terrorists. Was it Al-Qaeda? I can't remember. Did they give themselves
Al-Qaeda
a name? I can't remember.
They said Al-Qaeda released the
tape. Was it? Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So they're all hell-bent on getting them.
I thought they said Al-Qaeda.
I thought
they said
a group.
They said
Al-Qaeda released
the tape.
Yeah.
And the lower third?
Oh,
okay.
So it was a terrorist organization, whoever it was. But they're going after them. And then, of course, we got Dar Dahl and perhaps Quinn going, no, but we need to get him. Who knows? I mean, that's great, too.
Yeah.
We have questions that need to be answered.
That's right. So let's hear what you have to say. Speaking of you out there and B. Fernandez, and who was the gentleman? Dan D. something? Whoever just wrote in. Beg your pardon. I forgot your name. But please, thank you very much for your comments. Keep sending them for us and your ratings on iTunes. And as Roth always says,
please say nice things. And yes, thank you very much. Yes. And thanks for chatting with us, too, for D. Fernandez.
Absolutely. We appreciate you doing that. Let's move on, because I wanted to talk about what else it's going to mean for the rest. Now, Saul, if he becomes the bureau chief or whatever it is, station chief or whatever the heck
he
Estes'
takes over
role
for Estes.
Is, what's that going to do to him? Because, I mean, is that going to put him more in an office?
Well, I mean, and I think this is the interesting thing that they set up for Saul, is that the wife coming back, which he's desperate to have happen.
Yeah.
I think at this point, if he wants his wife, he's going to be faced with a Carrie choice in a way where it's like, if he wants his marriage, then he's going to have to give up this job.
Right.
Yep.
But now when they need him most.
Now when they need him the most. But is he going to be able to give up his job when not only the organization has been hit and they need him the most, but probably Carrie is going to be in some kind of peril. Too.
Yeah, and every time I thought it was out there, they kill me back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're setting that up for Saul by having her come
but
back.
But don't you think it is? I mean, he's given so much. Don't you think just let the man alone? Just give him a chance.
No.
Who, Saul?
In real life, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
On TV, no.
Except not in real life.
Give him hiatus,
I mean,
and let him come back.
Yeah,
probably not in real life.
Yeah, well, probably not.
I know, because you want somebody who's good.
Yeah.
How many people do you know that get faced with tough decisions like that, that relationships are in jeopardy because of their careers, that are not the CIA, that are just
speak of them.
I can't speak on that.
That's right.
It's above your pay grade.
All right, so what does Quinn do?
I think that what we came upon with Quinn I think it would be interesting to have Quinn be racked with guilt for not having killed Brody.
Yeah.
And to now think that because he didn't, this happened.
So you think Quinn's going to believe that he's responsible?
I hope at least initially he believes he's responsible, except for this. Okay, now I'm backtracking on myself.
Okay.
This is the reason that I think Quinn maybe wouldn't believe that Brody is now I'm going to totally change my mind. The reason that Quinn wouldn't think that Brody is responsible, because he knows the actual context of that tape. He knows that Brody made that tape in
That's
before
true.
He was going to commit an attack that never did happen. So I think Quinn is going to be on Team Carrie.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
And they have
totally
been
changed. That was a long road, but I'm glad we got there.
Yeah. But I mean, I think they've been setting them up to be on the same team, and I think it would totally make sense because you're right; he does know that. And I would think, I mean, Saul knows that too.
Yeah, exactly. They all know that the tape that's being released to the public, as if it's in connection to this attack, is not.
Right.
So they
and
know.
And who released the damn thing?
And who released the damn thing?
Because it could obviously could have been the terrorist organization who had a copy. It could have been somebody in the CIA. It could have been all kinds of people, which is great.
They have to introduce a new bad guy.
Yeah, and my guess is it was a terrorist organization that released it.
I believe so, too, because that keeps everybody in play and keeps them going for the bad guys.
Yeah,
and
I don't
still
think...
have intrigue for somebody who might be on the inside.
I also think, frankly, that it would be so highly controversial and nuts to have it be like an inside job where the government did it to itself. Like, there's no way the show is going to
I don't think that, but I think there could be somebody inside aiding that.
Oh, aiding the terrorist organization. Right. That could be true.
That totally could.
One of the things I wanted to talk about. So Carrie, when the bomb goes off, she wakes up first and she immediately thinks he did it. The whole thing, which I thought was great because,
yeah.
But I wanted to play that out a little longer. I didn't exactly see how she turned so quickly. All of a sudden, she's
well. The only thing I could think of, because I wanted to see that play out longer too. One of the things I think was, you remember the last time she was set off back into her crazy patterns was after an explosion,
right? Mm-hmm. At the park,
and so and she did have that moment of like looking at him, where she's like, "Why do you look so sad?" Uh-huh. And then move my car, and then boom.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's logical that she went there, but yeah. The wrap up, like, I guess she's in love with him. I do.
Right.
But you can be in love with people and then realize they've done terrible things, especially when you know that they already.
Dana.
You know, exactly. So I would have liked to see that. I don't ultimately think they needed to play that out forever. I just think that.
But it was like, where's the.
I wanted a few more minutes of that.
I just like, what happened? Did I miss something? I was writing? What happened?
Like, when she started to collapse, I got that. And when he started to take the gun away and all of that. But I just, I needed that to go on a little bit longer.
I did too. Although, and I then, will say the intimate moments, like the scenes between Carrie and Brody, I thought worked overall really well this week. In general.
From the beginning throughout.
Okay, I thought that those scenes and their conversations were worked
Cabin
really
Boy.
Well.
Yeah, because they were awkward, but you know, but still, you know, they're still trying to create something and they don't know what
and
it
they
is.
Both kind of know they're being crazy dreamers.
Yeah.
But it's that really human moment where you're like, maybe life could be better than it is, even though you know that it won't be.
Right.
Yeah, and then we all kind of do that to some, not to that degree. No. We're not in circumstances
well,
as
we're
tight.
Not, delusional.
But, and you're also not in these heightened circumstances. Right. But I think that it's a very human thing. Well, except for Thaddeus.
Except for Thaddeus.
But it is a very human thing to go, maybe it can be better, even though you really know.
Because, you know, hope springs eternal. They really want to. And, you know, honestly, the audience is going, God, it would be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could have a happy ending?
Yeah.
You know,
she did say she was scared of him in the cabin, though. She was like, I'm scared
it's
of you.
It's true. I actually really liked
that's why
that
I liked that moment.
Yeah. That's why I liked it.
It was honest.
So it made sense when she jumped up and grabbed the gun and put the clip in. It was like, you did that. Like, it made sense. Because even though she's like, I think her fear of him is part of her infatuation of him. That's part of her infatuation. The fear that she has of this guy is, you know, she's infatuated with him. It's like it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
Talk about the ultimate bad boy.
I know.
That's what I was just going to say.
I know. Well, you know, it's interesting.
The ultimate bad boy.
It's interesting, like, if you look at relationships where you get together through something incredibly dramatic and then trying to do real life where we're juggling and giggling and talking about being someone's cabin boy, like, how long can that last when the initial attraction was the drama?
Heightened. Exactly. Yeah.
And they love the drama.
And they do. Well, which is why I was just thinking, like, I'm trying to picture you 7 years down the line on Tuesday Pizza and TV night. Like, I just don't see that happening for this couple, you know? It just would never happen. But I think I liked that moment, for the exact same reason where she was very honest and said, but I am Brody. I'm terrified of you. But I still like being with you because I'm insane, you know? And I really enjoyed that. And I liked the dialogue between Saul.
Yeah,
her and Saul. And then Saul and his wife. And even the Quinn,
and
although
again,
it was...
More honesty. You are the smartest and the dumbest person
I have ever. And what's cool about that is that the show is saying everything we've all been saying for 2 years. Like, this woman is the smartest and the dumbest woman on the planet. She has a self-destructive streak a mile wide that will not quit.
Oh, and she also was honest about that, talking to Brody about how it's not easy being with someone like me.
Right.
You know, my mom and the whole thing. It's just not easy.
She said her dad wouldn't get treated.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, the day after she went to college, her mom left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're in college, you're good.
In general, like, it was like a total win for the relationships and the character developments, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
totally.
The dialogue was so sharp this week.
Yeah.
And even the one that I thought was kind of like, now we're in an action movie, which was I Kill the Bad Guys, I still loved it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
And see, because what do we think? If Quinn's obviously going to take a bigger role in this, are we going to go in more of the action phase, do you think?
I don't know.
If he's on the run.
Just the actors, like Damian, I feel like Damian Lewis has an ability. And this is why they've wanted to keep him around for so long. He has an ability to capture such a complex character, you know, and portray these multiple layers all at once. That's super rare. I think that Quinn is not that person. He's a pretty you know, this is what we were saying. Like, this is right. He's very pretty. But he's also, this is right, this is wrong.
Right.
That's why I'm wondering if they're going to go more action with him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that they couldn't bring it in, but I think just the way they've chosen the actors and how good they are in quiet situations, as well as, you know, big dramatic ones, that I would be more interested to see moments between the two of them or between him and Brody or whoever, whatever, rather than just watch a lot of shoot 'em up stuff.
No, yeah. I don't think it's going to be that. But what I think is, first of all, they're going to get bigger budgets. They're going to bring Quinn into this. I think they're going to go be out in the field more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's just going to lend itself to that. I don't think they're not going to run away from the character development and all
right.
So they're not going to do that. But I think that would enhance the show.
Yeah, they may. I mean, I did like seeing Quinn eating his cat food and contemplating his moral compass.
It was tuna.
I don't care if it was tuna. Tuna looked like cat food. Also, I fed my cat before I left. So that was the first thing I thought of.
I do think he's an interesting character, but
and we very little of the backstory. Yeah. So when we hear more about that, and the fact that, again, the other part that I liked about him standing up to Estes is that showed there's a whole other side of him that we hadn't seen. He's not a soldier that just follows the order.
Yeah,
there's something else going on here. He does have his own moral compass. So what's that all about?
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I want that thing fleshed
out. I'm excited to have him in the next season.
But I do think that with a little bit more action sequence, I think that will raise up the other ones too. Because, again, where else are we going to have the heightened state? Are we going to have another long, slow burn about, is he going to kill him? Is the bomb going to go off or is it not?
We can't do that. Yeah. Well, I think that they've also set up really well and in a subtle way him having a growing affection for Carrie.
Yeah.
And so that by the time he gets to the place where he says, she really is the best agent I have ever seen and I'm not going to destroy her.
Right.
Because he really made it about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to help you destroy a woman you already destroyed once. And because I bought that he would have developed this affection enough for Carrie not to kill Brody because it would mess her up that
bad.
Right.
Yeah, you know? About that.
And totally. Because he's not really a danger.
Which I think is a great setup because with Brody not in every episode and not around, who's going to be there?
Who's going to be there?
Exactly.
Quinn.
Except that Brody really always would be a danger. I don't know. If I was the head of the CIA, I would kill him. I mean, I'm just saying that.
The reason still holds. Am I going to kill him just because it's just going to hurt her?
Yeah.
So he may not do it. But what I'm saying is, with Brody out of the way,
He wants to see some nerve, is what he's saying.
You want to see some nerve?
No, I just think that, I think that's there. I
mean, John, do you want to see the nerve?
That's totally there.
I think that's what the slow burn is going to be.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, they've been layering in that relationship, too. But I think it was nice to see that he didn't want to kill him for her sake. I think that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's also a very interesting parallel. If you guys remember how Carrie sort of fell in love with Brody to begin with, was spying on him.
Yeah.
What was Quinn doing?
Spying.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah. But it's funny, too, because of the two, you're like, this is really like the crazy, like, assassin black ops guy is really the better option for you, Carrie.
Right.
Like, he's just all around the better option.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's this then, because the way he stood up for her and defended her, Quinn I'm talking about, is very reminiscent of what Saul would do.
Right.
Now, is Saul going to pull back going, what did you do, and not be on her side? And it's going to be Quinn that's going to be at her defending.
It'll be very interesting to see if that happens.
Because that would be very interesting to see that what happens to Saul and Carrie in their relationship with that dynamic that's been.
Yeah.
That scene already kind of set that up to happen where he's like, okay, so you're going to give up your entire life for this terrorist. Because he is a terrorist. Yeah. You get that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he has no patience. Saul has no patience for Brody. I think even if Estes, he didn't want to see him killed, obviously. Right.
But not because he cared about Brody. He just was wrong.
He thought that was the wrong move to make. But he has no patience for him at all. And I think it's going to take a lot to convince him that he didn't do that.
Will his patience wear thin with Carrie? Because he always comes back to defend her, even though all the decisions that she's made that he does not agree with.
I think it depends exactly how she handles. That's why I think they'll start it right where they ended it.
Because how can you walk away from that?
It'll grow thinner when his wife comes back.
Yeah.
Because I think Carrie kind of fills that void for him to a certain degree. And when his wife comes back, his patience with Carrie is going to probably wear down to the bone.
Yeah.
He's going to start iron fisting.
It's so hard to predict. I mean, it's so funny because, it's so hard to predict because if they're going to believe Brody did it or not.
Yeah.
Because they, like I said, they, Saul too has that information that the tape that they're releasing is not in the right context. But at the same time,
you have all this
that evidence. Doesn't mean that he didn't do it.
Right.
And you have all this evidence.
I mean, argument could be made also that Brody knew he was going to leave when he went to hand the family over to Mike at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was thinking, Mike, why doesn't Mike say that when the G-Man or whoever the heck they were came into the house?
Well, he just gave me permission to take the family.
Exactly. Why did he say that?
So he's thinking. He's sitting back like,
if he wasn't going to go kill himself.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
I was wondering, okay, how come that didn't come up?
Is it going to be, if Brody is guilty, will you be pissed? Will you think that's shenanigans?
Depends on it. If they just revealed it without putting anything else in, I'd be felt manipulated, and I would think that would be cheap and lazy.
Yeah.
But if they laid other things in that we didn't know or that we're going to learn, then I think that would be really cool.
Or that he was guilty and he still did love Carrie. Like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I don't want to see that. I don't want him to see
And
that.
As long as they bring Damian back, at least for an episode or two, between his movie shoot with Brad Pitt and movie shooting with Tom Cruise. Right. Then I'll be happy if they set it up like that.
Yeah. We got to get out of here. So any final thoughts or anything else that we want to chat before we
For me, move on? I just, you know, whatever critiques, you know, that we've had this season, it's still, like, the most compelling show that I'm watching right now, I have to say. Whoa, it just is. And, yes, that is partially because Game of Thrones isn't on the air. But really, I have to say, whatever critiques that we've had, it's still just incredible. And I just have to say this. I saw Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
And it didn't grab me the way this does. Mm-hmm. There's just something incredibly between the performances and the writing about this that just, I don't know. I love it, and I will miss it.
Well, let me tell you something. Jessica Chastain grabs me.
All right, there she's fantastic.
You wish.
Okay, Jessica.
But speaking to the critique, it's because the show is so good that we critique it like that.
Exactly.
Because we want it to always hit that bar that it's set for itself.
Yeah, and I agree, because even the critiques that I have, I say I have trouble buying into that logically, but I do think it works in terms of television. Even the moments that I thought,
not so much.
I'm not sure if I buy into that totally. Yeah. I still think, like, that scene with Quinn, I think it's the quintessential kind of example.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Boom.
Bam.
She'll be here all month.
Mic drop. Yeah, that moment is the example, because as much as I don't totally think that's realistic, I still loved watching that. And I found it very satisfying as a viewer.
Absolutely.
Bam.
I even like the scene afterwards when he's talking to Saul when he can't, you know. Yeah, so you're free.
Yeah.
10 years, just eating them up like crazy.
I changed my mind. That's
I didn't like Estes going out like that.
No. Why?
I think Estes should have gone out like, he should have gone out, but he should, like, Quinn shooting him or assassinating him, killing him like that.
Right.
Like, he should have gone out not in a general blast. I think his character was too...
You want something more specific?
Yeah, I thought it should have been more specific towards him.
But it leaves it open for you.
People hate him too much.
Right.
Exactly. So now we have to fill the African-American role quota on
that
the cast.
That is going to step in.
So I'll be looking at breakdown services and talking to my agent tomorrow.
All right. All right. So let's roll on out of here. Let's let everybody know where they can catch you. Steven, play our music.
Roll us out, man. You can find me on Twitter at @JRothc, JROTHC. And you can find my work at IGN.com, where I am an entertainment editor.
Ta-da.
Okay, you can find me at Jenna Bush, BUSCH, like the beer, not the president. You can find my show with Stan Lee on youtube.com/worldofheroes. And you can find all of my writing on fanhattan.com.
You can find me on Twitter at Club Thaddeus, CoubThaddeus. And you can also find me here Tuesdays, 11 p.m., covering CBS's Vegas.
And you can only find me here. I never leave. I'm here 24/7. But in January, we'll be doing Justified, so check into that.
I'd
love to have you with us.
Well,
and again, thank you all for writing in and keeping us honest.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That wraps up
season three.
That's right. We'll see you when season three comes up. We'll talk to you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.